Good morning. Today's reading is from the book of Revelations, chapter 21, verse 1 through 6. Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and the sea was no more. And I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down out of the heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, "See, the home of God is among mortals. He will dwell with them. They will be his peoples, and God himself will be with them. He will wipe every tear from their eyes. Death will be no more. Mourning and crying and pain will be no more, for the first things have passed away." And the one who was seated on the throne said, "See, I am making all things new." He also said, "Write this, for these words are trustworthy and true." Then he said to me, "It is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. To the thirsty, I will give water as a gift from the spring of the water of life." Here ends the reading.
Dear friends, when I opened this lectionary reading for this Sunday and started to read and read about the city of God coming down, I said to myself, but this is not how I imagine heaven or new heaven and earth. Daily I have enough of the city. Don't you? With streets and traffic and sirens and all the busyness and everything. And I lived in Prague with city gates, and I know cities with city walls, and that is not my vision of a paradise. And in addition, when you expand that reading from these few verses into those two chapters, it continues and it goes on and on and on. That city is depicted and it looks almost like a big jewelry shop. And frankly speaking, jewelry shops do nothing to me. So I said, I need to approach it differently. Perhaps this fundamentalistic reading, like this is how it is and how it is, how it will be, this prescriptive or descriptive take on Revelation is wrong. And I looked into it a little closer, and I realized that this feeling was right and correct. For instance, that city, in that book we are given dimensions. The length of one side, it is a square city, and one length of the one side is 12,000 stadia. 12,000 stadia. When I say that, no one really knows what it is. It is 1,367 miles. It is 2,220 kilometers. That's like distance from New York City to Lincoln, Nebraska by interstate highway. And maybe another hour further behind. Or distance from New York City all the way to the border of Texas by interstate highway, or straight line almost to the borders of Colorado. Now you know the dimensions of this city. It is not a real city. This city is an equivalent to an empire. It was written during Roman Empire. This city is to replace the Roman Empire. It is not about urban architecture, about jewelry shops or anything else. It has to be taken not literally like a description of what is to come. exactly, word for word. It is an inspiration. Just think about at that time, about expecting New Jerusalem. New Jerusalem. Of course, we know about Jerusalem, and we know about the temple, and we know all those kind of stories about it, and that veiling wall there, and other things. But no, this is the time, about a generation or something like that, when Jerusalem was completely plundered and destroyed. So instead of New Jerusalem, if we want to translate for our times, we should probably say a new Fallujah coming back on earth with all its murdered civilians restored to life. It was a few generations, so we can go a little further. A new Hiroshima coming. Or Dresden, completely obliterated and bombed down. Coming down from heaven, restoring all the killed. For some it might be frightening. For those who like oppression and killing, that is a bad story. For all of us who hope for good, for people of all different races and nations, those who hope for justice and restoration of life and the end of senseless killing, it is a good news. And wait a moment, streets paved in gold. They are coming a few verses after what we read. Streets paved in gold. Do you know what it means? Are any bankers here? Or, you know, what does it mean when streets are paved of gold? Devaluation of gold! Are you getting it? Gold is nothing. It's cheap as dirt. Do you know what it means? It upsets our values, everything people spend their lives accumulating is transfixed and turned around. What we consider to have value and be benchmark of value, and we have all those benchmarks for different markets, all of that is without value. So how do we measure value now? With this dream of New Jerusalem? What would be the value by which people are going to live? What should be a value for New Fallujah or New Dresden? I think talents and ability to share and share them freely. Meaningful lives lived to their very capacity. Meaningful jobs for everyone to fulfill their calling. Another part there is that temple will be no more. There'll be no temple. That is also significant. Primary for ministers, of course, and clergy and all religious people. Because what would we do? But don't worry. That's one thing, because we talked about living to full capacity of our gifts, and I believe that I have some other talents. And I believe that other ministers do have also. I see George laughing. That's one thing. But the other thing is, And we need to again understand and translate that those temples, those were not only like our humble churches. Those were very powerful religious, economic, and political organizations. Sometimes the temple was the pinnacle of power for city-states. They were organizing not only religion, but the commerce and business and politics. So imagine when there is that there'll be no temple. Just imagine a reality without Capitol Hill and Central Bank and Office of Treasury, which prescribes us taxation. We can continue. There are two trees of life growing green by riverbank. Not one tree of life like it is at the beginning of the Bible. At the end we have two. But two trees of life with leaves healing every illness. Does not it look like an universal health care to you? It certainly looks to me that will take doctors out of business. Or perhaps not necessarily doctors, but certainly private insurance companies and healthcare scavengers and vultures like malpractice lawyers and insurance companies private. And that's, I touched just upon a few of those images and try to translate them to our times. Gray reality which oppresses us every day is transformed, transcribed by these visions and these perspectives. Oppression and oppressors always present itself and the reality in which oppressed are living as the only reality there is. Powers around you which oppress you are not invincible is the message of the Book of Revelation. This is why I like it. Book of Revelation taken this way as a dream and imagination is a great liberation also. Liberation for our lives, liberation for our thoughts. At least we can start imagining world which would be different. Powers around you are not invincible. They present themselves like that. They presented themselves like the only possibility this world could be organized. This book of visions and dreams are telling us, no. There are finite, that's all those prior chapters which are describing what would happen to those forces and how would they run out of steam. And then these two last chapters are presenting marvelous visions. And they are part of the therapy. And vision new possibilities as distant and crazy and unrealistic as they might look. And why I say so, why not to share? Sharing those visions. If you don't mind, I can start while you are thinking about what would you like to see in that new Fallujah or new heaven and earth, how it should be organized. Don't give the whole story, just give a snippet. For me, for instance, I shared that some Sundays ago, right after that horrendous killing in a school,
I said, I have a dream that all those guns which are plaguing our world will transform into musical instruments. Can you imagine that surprise of those who are hoarding them, and they will come to their storehouses of their guns, they open it, and there is a saxophone, and a clarinet, and a whistle, and they go into their drawers and open it, where they store those bullets, and what do they find? What would be the equivalent? Music, notes, just piling out. Can you imagine? That's my vision of new heaven and new world. Anyone else to share? I can bring you an... Oh, good, I know. Here you are.
Equality.
Equality. Lots of people.
Yes.
Equality for lots of people across all different divides. I see Massimo indicating I'm coming. Yeah.
Every poor child has a good school and teachers.
Good school and teachers, yes. Any other vision? We had equality among people. For me, when I was thinking, including children's message with my message here, I printed a gecko sitting on a leaf of ginger. That'll be for my, because paradise is actually taken from the word for garden, not from the city. So in that city, if it is a city, there'll be a lot of gardens and some geckos and some animals. They belong with us like we belong to them. Any other vision? No vision? Oh, Beth, good.
No more cancer.
Yeah. That's with those leaves healing every sickness. And maybe even before it bites in. Any other? Martina.
With clear water that would be sparkling and you can drink it anywhere, there would be no polluted water.
Thank you.
No one would be hungry and we'd all eat together and work together to make the meals together.
Great. Cooking. Yeah, those with gifts of being cooks, they'll find pleasure and tables full of people around. Any other? Yeah.
Employment for everyone.
Employment. And finding true satisfaction and ability to really live it out. Yes, I'll bring it to you, Diana.
My vision is that there'd be more reverends like you to preach the word of God.
Thank you. Yeah.
Meet together the people already died, my family member, all the vibe.
Yeah, joining with everyone before and after.
I wish everyone would be loved.
Amen. I was throwing papers all over the place. And a lot of space to run around. That's for me, because I like to kind of go around. But now you can take your visions, don't take them literally, because what fundamentalists did to Christians like us, that they took away some of the most beautiful parts of the Bible, unfortunately. So don't take it literally. Allow yourself and your imagination to grow and envision new possibilities. Without that envisioning of new possibilities, the life will be really sad and gray.